Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, a moment ago, we touched on the fact that interest rates have gone down. And one thing we know is that it does help us as South African consumers not only manage our debt, but get our spending on. Speaking of spending, how did you do in the holiday season now that we're back from December? I want to hear it all. Where you went shopping, what you spent on, how much you happened to spend. Because today we're going to deep dive into the data that gives us some insight into our pockets. And for that, we are joined by Solly Bellingen. He's the head of marketing at Bankserv, joining us in studio today to help us peel back at the many layers of the holiday shopping trends that we saw in December, ultimately giving us a better understanding of how much cash flow through the system and which particular areas of the consumer and retail segment we happen to spend our money. Solly, such a pleasure to have you, and a very good evening, sir.
Hi, Gugu. Thanks very much for having me. It's a great pleasure.
I'm excited for this conversation because looking at the data and the graphs, it's my goodness. Mm. South Africans move a lot of money around.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And maybe let's start there just to add some perspective for those who aren't familiar with Bankserv, just to understand how you track, trace, monitor this money, and most importantly, the important role that you play in South Africa by assessing.
So we in essence are responsible for clearing transactions between banks. Mm-hmm. In a rudimentary manner, if you did an EFT transaction or a card transaction that moved money from one bank to another bank, we switch those transactions. So we see all of the transactions in the country. I must state, we do a lot around our card data when we do these releases.
Yes.
And we use card transactional data, but we're not the only entity that processes card transactions. There's also the card schemes. So all the data, all the numbers that we have is not necessarily the total picture.
Gotcha.
And we also obviously do not see any money that flows within a bank. So if it's we call it an on-us transactions. But we do absolutely see enough of the transactions in our country.
Yes.
To be able to provide a view in terms of how people have been spending.
100%. And the numbers are quite substantial, which I think we'll go into in just a moment, because it does vary from card to cash, and of course certain sectors of the economy. But one thing's quite certain is that there was an uptick in terms of a consumer appetite in spending this past December.
Absolutely, there has been an uptake. Sorry, what we do is we have a look at the November spending, Black Friday. So we have a view there, and just recently we did a release on the Black Friday numbers, and there was an uptick there on the previous year as well. So definitely you could see that spilling over into the holiday spend in December as well compared to the previous year. What we did find interesting though is what people spent it on. And that was quite interesting, and it was still your normal, your groceries, your restaurants and things like that. And what was interesting is fuel. So a lot was spent on fuel. So maybe an indication that there was more traveling. Last year it looked like traveling was slightly subdued. This year a little bit better. And I guess there's a number of correlations that one can look at. If you look at the business confidence index has grown according to the Bureau of Economic Research.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it was slightly neutral on consumer confidence. So that was, we found that quite interesting in an environment where there has been relief for consumers. And I think consumers are still fairly careful, although there is more disposable spend. I think that's, and it shows to South Africans still being responsible with the bit that they have.
Right?
So I do think so.
I think that's so refreshing, especially as a lesson and a learning coming out of the pandemic, where everyone was like, hold on, let me actually tread cautiously here.
Yeah.
Interest rates were high for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
So let me be a little bit more prudent as to how I use my funding.
Absolutely.
That speaks to the average card transaction of 588 rand. It sounds like a small figure, but the truth is, if all of us had to spend that kind of money, it adds up.
Yeah. We had a very interesting transaction on our data of 175,000 rand.
I wish I was the receiver of this gift.
Oh my word. It wasn't me. I didn't even spend it, neither did I receive anything to that tune. So it just shows you that there's definitely still disposable income going around, and so on. But I guess there's a couple of things. I mean, we did see a petrol increase, so there was a fuel increase and a slight fuel increase in December as well. Although in December we do know that in December people still spent less per litre on fuel that they did in the beginning of the year. So there's a lot that happened, and in your previous interviews, I mean, we've just spoken about the interest rate decrease. So we've seen a couple of things that actually should hopefully in future show a better kind of confidence. We also bring out the Banks of Africa take home pay index, and we've just released that as well, and that also showed a nominal increase of, I think, 7.9% nominal increase in take home pay in December compared to the previous December.
Gotcha.
So that also shows that so things are definitely on the uptick for the consumer,
and that's refreshing news to actually hear. For many of us as South African consumers, because we have been under pressure for quite some time. As you mentioned, Banks of Africa does monitor some of the transactions and the money that essentially moves between the banks and other transactors or participants in a transaction, and the total cash value processed. This is just from your observations, never mind from the other institutions, came up to 87.7 billion rand, a 4% increase from the previous year. Contextualize this for us. Does this mean all the transactions, the card swipes, the EFTs, and many other transactions taking place is what this accumulated to?
Not necessarily. This is actually the demand for cash. So the role that we play in the cash industry is where banks and most of the suppliers of cash into the supply chain, when they require cash, that gets ordered through our systems, and we ensure that there's then therefore enough cash available and get sent out to be loaded on ATMs and bank branches and all of that.
Literally notes and coin
or notes, and so that all gets ordered through our system. So it gives us an idea of what the demand for cash is. And this year, so what would happen is the banks and so on would obviously forecast how much would they need depending on what the demand for cash would be. So based on that, we've seen therefore a slight increase in what the demand for cash would be, because there was 4% more cash ordered from us, which just shows that cash is still in demand. Although as a country, as our regulator, the Reserve Bank, everybody have got this big need to reduce the reliance on cash, and we desperately want to do so. And there's many manners in which one can do that, through digital alternatives that are being created, etc. But the demand is definitely still out there. So that was an interesting number to see.
Got you. And speaking of the digital marketplace, I do see here that there was an uptick as well in the 3D secure online card authentication. So does that mean a lot more South Africans are...
Absolutely. It's a good news story. It really. We saw that on Black Friday and Cyber Monday as well. And the good news story about that is the uptick in online shopping.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily only... So if you think about it, volumes increased by 30%, but value increased by 50%. So it just shows you that the average transaction value that people would now spend online has also increased. So it's interesting to see where it was spent. I mean, it was spent on mobile network operators. That was quite big. There was a lot of spend on there, but it's digital items. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily only data. It would be cell phones, etc. And then online betting was quite big in the online world. But I think there's an ongoing growth in terms of confidence with the consumer to safely shop online, and we can see that, and we all know. I mean, we make a lot more use of just ordering our groceries in for the week, etc. So that number is really encouraging to see.
Definitely, a lot of this data really does appear to be underpinned by even the trading statements we've been seeing from the retail property stocks. We actually highlight an increase in footfall and people visiting their malls. The retailers themselves also telling us that we have been spending more on some of the purchases that we make. And I guess I'm also intrigued here, Solly. You know, just in terms of the movement of transactions and the like, the activity that we typically see, it seems as though not only are South Africans more confident about the current environment, but we're also more deliberate and intentional about what we're purchasing. Given the outlook for the year ahead, what kind of uptick or traffic and activity are we anticipating?
Look, I think in terms of activity, It all depends on what happens in from a confidence perspective for the consumer. I'm not an economist,
sure.
And I wouldn't say that I dare to forecast what might happen in terms of the consumer behavior. But if we looked at the trends up until now, I honestly think that that consumers will remain fairly. Conservative in the way in which they would spend, but it's definitely not doom and gloom. So I honestly think that would be the case. What we're excited to see is as the payments industry, the world that we play in as Banks of Africa, start rolling out more digital alternatives for the consumer to use.
Yes.
A year or so ago we launched PayShop, which is an immediate payment solution.
Yes.
And we've seen an uptick in that, and we hope to see even more use cases being targeted with that to start making digital alternatives available. And as we see more of those alternatives available to standard cash transactions, it might slightly change some of the consumer behavior positively going forward.
Got you. If I'm not mistaken, I just quickly check, because I do recall seeing this headline around a new payments association for those in the fintech sector. Does that mean that you'll also be monitoring the payments that go through these buy now, pay later, these 3-month settlement kind of platforms as well?
Yes, absolutely. So it's good that you mentioned that. I was actually at the launch yesterday morning.
And
that's the Association of South African Payment Providers. ASAP, absolutely. And it's an association that was created by non-bank players in the payments industry. And we see more and more non-bank players getting involved in the payments industry. Yeah. So they've created this association where they come together, share minds, and hopefully also in an innovative manner solve and provide more alternatives for you for consumers out there.
Yeah.
There's also regulatory reform on its way that would make it, I always want to say, easier for non-bank players to also become part of the payments ecosystem. And it's quite exciting. Within the next year or so, we'll see some interesting announcements, hopefully, from our regulator, from the South African Reserve Bank, around that as well.
I can't wait, Solly. Now you've tickled my brain cells, because from what I'm hearing here, this also underscores just how mature, innovative and agile the payments industry in South Africa actually is. And I think it's something that we do need to emphasize, because in some other markets, you can't just pick up your phone and do a quick EFT to someone. You can't just use an innovative technology like Tap and Pay or even some of these other alternative payment solutions to actually transact. And maybe that's something we do need to highlight around the innovative nature and agility of our payment system in South Africa.
Absolutely. It's a fast-moving industry and it is very innovative, and we need to make sure that we open up the seats at the table for those innovators to come and play more.
Got you. Allows more money to flow into the economy, more confidence to also be shared, and more money for you to monitor in terms of the transactions that flow through.
Yeah.
To close off with, I'm assuming that the Easter weekend might be another time where it gets very busy for you as Banks of Africa.
It does get fairly busy over the Easter weekend, but it's just another holiday, so it's not necessarily as big from a holiday spend perspective as we see over the festive period. I think many bonuses, etc., also get paid over the festive period, rather than that time of the year. So probably a bit more on travel, but not necessarily on the rest of the spend, yes.
Got you. We look forward to seeing those numbers nonetheless. The average take-home pay and much of the data that you continue to share with us really helps us to educate ourselves as consumers, but also understand how we interplay into the economics of it all. Such a pleasure having you in studio, sir.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. That was my guest this evening, the head of marketing at BankServe Africa, Solly Bellingen, joining us to give us some insight into the money movements and flows that we witnessed in the month of December.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.